Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pissed a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
On the Fan, BT and Sal, 888-808-1019 is the number to call.
Real quick, Sal, I got something for you here that I think is pretty interesting that both, I think most football fans will want to jump into a little bit here, because as much as we're wrapped up in the Yankees and the Orioles and, you know, the Mets streak and an ending and can they get back on the horse and the Subway Series coming up, blah, 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 been a lot of baseball, which is always good by us, but I got something with football, and I came across this article, and one surprise here. So they're ranking the coaches with the hottest seat going into camp.
Okay.
All right. And it's eight of them that they identify. I'm going to give you in descending order. No real, you know, explanation, just the name, and then I'll move on to what I got to move on to. Number eight, Sean McDermott with the Bills. Number seven, Todd Bowles with the Bucks. Number six is Nick Sirianni. Some thought he was going to get fired a year ago with Philly. All right. Number five is Mike McCarthy. No surprise. Number four would be Matt Eberflus. A little surprise he was brought back by the Bears, so he's got to win. Number three, Dennis Allen, Saints. Not a surprise.
Okay.
Couple of games under 500 in 2 years.
There.
For sure. Number one is obviously Robert Saleh.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, of course.
Okay, yeah.
Number two is Brian Daboll.
Oh, come on.
Can I read you
this list?
This was CBSSports.com. Good football content they generally. Nah, I mean, not that it's the gospel.
Come on.
Well, can I read you what they wrote?
Yeah.
This is why I don't think that it's, and I like Dable. I support Dable. But I remember when his name came up around the draft and with Neighbors and some other stuff and Daniel Jones, I did kind of say very similar stuff to what I'm about to read. Okay, so they have him ranked number two, and their little encapsulation reads, few current coaches have seen their stock rise and fall in such a short period of time. Appropriately crowned coach of the year for rejuvenating Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley and Ratu, a surprise playoff win in 2022, Daboll was far more mercurial as a leader and situational play caller amid his roster's rash of injuries in 2023. After exiling strong-willed defensive coordinator Wink Martindale, he'll be charged with reviving Jones once again and securing commitment from a club that hasn't kept the coach for more than 2 years since Tom Coughlin. Now, I do think the Giants are motivated to end that string a couple of years here, a couple of years out. Yes. But and I do think Daboll is better than everybody they've had since Coughlin. I do. All right. The Shermers, the McAdoo, as you call them. McAdoo cracks me up.
Judge. But,
right. Well, of course, Judge. If he doesn't clean up his personality a little bit, you know, you can only have so many unhappy people in the building. They're not going to win enough games to offset a personality that's getting a little
Who's
rough around the edges.
Wink? He's out?
Well, okay. Yeah, but also there's others. Like six or seven other coaches are gone, and the offensive coordinator could have got another job. He didn't let him.
I think you touched on it. First of all, the first sentence of what they wrote I think is accurate. Stock rise, stock fall, 1 year to the next. Understood. Here's why I wouldn't even, I've heard Boomer and Geo talk about this, or maybe the speculation about, could the Giants, if they have a bad year, go get Belichick? No, I'm just not buying it. Now, I could be proven totally wrong here and look like a fool. It has happened before. There's no way Giants ownership is making a change with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't agree with that.
I just don't see it. Do you think they're going to change course already? These guys are just getting going here.
You got to understand, though, Sal. Number one, they've always loved Belichick. Okay. So that changes so timelines.
So then
perhaps.
It's a Belichick factor because well,
it's
not for him.
It's a big piece of the puzzle, and I hope that it works out for Dable because I really do think he's going to be really good. And he was really good right away, but if he doesn't change things with the personality, he might wind up being better his second time around when he humbles himself and he changes his personality around the building. That's just, he's got to tone things down. You can't have 6 or 7 unhappy coaches leaving and getting this guy fired, this guy leaving, this guy prevented from getting another job, and win 7 games and nothing's going to change. So he's not, this is where it gets dicey for Dable. If he doesn't, like when you win 12 games, 11-5 back in the old 16-game schedule, you make the playoffs. Honestly, you could walk around the building like an ass, and right. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying Dable's an ass. I'm just saying in general at all. I'm not saying that at all. You could walk around the building and really, you could be ornery. You could snap at people. You could be intense. That's fine. Oh, well, coach is locked in. Coach is locked in. If you're not winning, that ain't flying.
Well, Coughlin had to do it to win, right? He had to do it to win to another level, change his attitude a little bit.
And
soften up.
Oh, he did.
To a certain extent.
100%.
Obviously, he didn't. He had the ultimate success because of it. Does Dable need to soften up? Maybe. I like his rough edges. I like his personality. I like him being himself. To me, that's what makes Brian Dable a good head coach. I like it. It should be his way or the highway. The ultimate thing is what you touched upon, BT. They've got to win. That's the bottom line. They got to win. My issue with the Giants not changing Dable is that they attach their wagon to Daniel Jones again. That's what I don't understand about this group. But even if they lose this year, and what is losing? Like, if they win 6-7 games, you think he's getting fired?
I don't think that he should be, to be clear, if they go 7-10 or 6-11, unless the behind-the-scenes stuff is messy. Sal, when your general manager, who's buddies with Dable, has to get on a headset to hear the exchanges on game day because it's being presented to him that it's just a little too combustible, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, I think a lot is being made of it because the Giants were losing last year. You had the friction with Dable and Wink. Wink is no longer here. This is Dable's team. And bottom line, whether I like him, whether you like him, whether we think it's
going to happen. And we do like him, to be clear, we do.
Or whether we think it should happen or shouldn't happen, I don't believe there's, like, I'm not saying what I would do, although I would keep him. But I'm saying what I believe they would do. I don't think there's any chance in the world the New York Giants move on from Joe Shane and Brian Dable after this year, or even just Brian Dable.
I disagree.
I'd be stunned if that were the case.
I disagree. Now, again, it's different than thinking that it or saying that it will happen versus them being amenable to maybe doing it if certain things happen. And I believe that they will because now let me hit you with this. And you mentioned his name. Let's say they go 7-10. And, you know, you still don't have your quarterback, and the friction's not as bad, but it's still not perfect, all right? And Belichick says, I want to coach the Giants. You actually think ownership is going to say no?
You know how much I love Bill Belichick? I think it would be the stupidest thing the Giants could do.
You might be right, but that doesn't matter. It's what they think.
Yeah, I think the Giants.
They love Belichick, and Belichick loves the Giants.
Then they should have fired Dable this year.
Well, that's different, you know.
I said the Jets should have done that. I thought the Jets were in a different spot. Right now, the Giants finally got it right with Shane and Dable. Leave it alone. Go get this guy a real freaking quarterback. That's what they need to do. If they blow it up and fire Brian Dable for Bill Belichick, it will set this franchise back another decade. And I love Bill Belichick. It's not the time.
You know what's amazing? I used the word revere before to describe Belichick's, you know, feelings for the Giants and that sit down. It was, I don't know, maybe a 30 for 30 or a football life. I think it was a football life when he sat down with Bill Parcells. It's so apparent what he thinks about the New York Giants. Now, I'm sure he's pissed at Kraft at this point now. The way he feels about the Giants and think about all the Super Bowls he won with the Patriots, I think his Patriot affection, it doesn't even remotely approach what he feels about the Giants.
Yeah.
Like when you start, right, it's like you go into a different station.
He was going to take,
honestly, you right, can no, you no, can make more money.
Yeah, right.
WFAN is in your blood.
100%.
You know, until it's not, if
I'll
you ever
never,
change or whatever. But, and you, but you know
I'll
what I mean?
Never like, this love is your, another, yes.
Yes.
The way that I love WFAN.
You can be more successful.
100%. But
although, you know, without me, it's going to be tough. You can make more money, But you'll never revere a station like you revere WFAN.
All right, so if you're saying that about Belichick, fine. He almost went to the Falcons, and he didn't go to the Atlanta Falcons. He wanted to go there.
Yep.
He would have signed a multi-year deal. It wasn't just going there for
the
1 year.
The Giants didn't fire Dable.
Okay, well, right, but now it's not like he waited it out and then trying to go to the Giants. Like, and by the way, even if he does want the Giants, and I think he just wants the coach, period, while he would like to coach the Giants more, sure, but... Like, that would be a dumb move from the Giants' perspective.
But why? Because you don't think he can coach anymore? Like, what? Why, though?
I
don't think that you're necessarily wrong, but why?
Because I believe Dable is the guy. I also believe that, not that the game's passing him by, because it's disrespectful to say to Bill Belichick, but there's a reason he didn't get a job. The way the game has evolved, look, he also, the way he went out in New England, the way the game is evolving with the players being as soft as they are.
Yep.
Dable, to me, is the perfect balance of old school with a new school mindset.
I agree, but you still got to win, and there still has to be an element of harmony in the building.
We'll see. I would be, like, whether he stinks this year, whether they perform well, whatever, that's yet to be determined. I would be stunned if the Giants made a change. Forget even Shane.
Mm-hmm.
If they made a head coaching change after this year. Now, I'm going to this Giants event tonight.
Oh, this is tonight?
Yeah, Huff, you have some more info on this? It's a 100th anniversary celebration at the theater at Madison Square Garden.
Is Carl Banks going to be there?
I would assume so.
Listen, if you see Carl, get him back on the show.
I want to invite him on the show.
We want to talk to him.
100% I will do that.
I know
that.
You will.
You got Hoff, a list, Hoff, of who's going to be there?
Well, I'm not going.
Oh. Yeah, Hoff said no, I'm going alone. You want to come with?
I'm going to hit golf balls. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get right after the Yankee game.
Yeah. All right, who's going to be there? What are we doing? I know they're showing a special episode of Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. Okay. They're introducing some other things. Listen, there's a lot of guests there.
And you could buy tickets for this event, right?
Wow. Yes. Go
to Giants. I'm sorry.
The theater at the Garden.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I've been there for a Kanye West concert, actually.
That's at the small venue? Dude, didn't do Kanye at the Garden?
This is before he became...
Oh, before he blew up?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
This is, I think he did his second album before his second, or right after his second album. I've also seen, like, you know, A Christmas Carol.
Yeah. I've seen,
but I love the theater at the
Disney
Garden.
On Ice. I think I saw it back in the day. All right, go ahead, Hoff. Who's going?
All right, so you have Justin Tuck, you got Bavaro, you got Chris Snee, you got Amani Toomer, you got Otis Anderson, you got Joe Morris. Sims is there. John Mara, Shane, Parcells, Coughlin. Ooh,
Parcells.
Whoa, slow down, man. Hold on.
Yeah, Hoff. I mean, let me take it in.
There's a whole list of people.
Coughlin, Parcells.
LT.
Woof.
Strahan.
Wow.
Carson.
Strahan's going to be
there? Carson's going, too.
Carl Banks.
I can't wait.
I might actually have to come
and resolve this with Carl now in
Tiki
person.
Tiki Barber.
Tiggy's a little low on that list.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of teasing.
I'm
teasing. Tiggy, I see every day.
Yeah, no.
There's so many.
Although, you know what's great? I don't know if I'm going like with the ticket or credential yet. I got to figure that out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll be there, but I don't know how I'm going. Like, I'm buddies with Tiki. Tiki should be introducing me to all these giant legends.
Are you going like that, or are you wearing something else?
Yeah, I asked Hurley. He said, I got a polo. What? I get jeans and a polo. I'm not a giant. I don't need to go. This is not respectable? A polo?
We wearing shorts today?
Yeah. No, jeans. Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Keep going, Huff.
There's also going to be current Giants there that we don't know yet. So I don't care about
the current Giants. I care about Parcells. Yeah. Although I don't want to see Daniel Jones necessarily. Dable, yes. Is Dable going to be there?
Dable's going to be there.
Dable will be there. Bob Pop is going to be there, orchestrating the whole thing. So he's going to be
there. Parcells, Sims.
True Blue.
Who else did you say that?
Everybody, basically. Fancy? It's probably easy to say who's not going.
Yeah. Parcells Sims 100% would be too.
Wow. What about my boy David Deal? He's coaching out there. Is David
I don't think Deal's going to be there.
Probably not. That guy's the best.
Harris is supposed to be there.
He's cool.
I think he's going to be introducing some stuff
Plex? Plex Burrow Show? What about Eli? I didn't hear Eli's name.
Eli's on. Yeah, I mean, you name them, think of them, they're going to be there.
What about Hostetler? Who subbed in for Phil?
Senor Jeff is not there.
I've never met one. I've never met Sims or Parcells. Those would be two I'd like to meet.
McConkie's there, yeah.
Wow. All right, so what else? We're going to see all these players there. What are they going to be doing?
Huge.
I'm sure you're going to be doing like a meet and greet. You could probably ask questions. All season long, they're going to be doing.
Meet and
greet? I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
They're introducing the 100 best players of Giants in the franchise.
Yeah.
So this is probably going to be setting up. These people will probably be on the list.
I want to just meet Phil Simms. I do want to talk to Carl if he's there, all serious.
What do you mean? You've met Phil before?
No, I've never met Phil Simms. I'm the biggest Phil is the best. I love Phil Simms. I've always loved him. Loved him as a player. Loved him as a broadcaster.
Have you ever been in the same room as him?
I don't think so.
Here's the first thing about Phil that is going to jump out.
Actually, maybe I was when he was with... Well, he might have been on in studio with Francesa once.
Okay, okay. Well, if you don't recall, the thing that you're going to notice right away with Phil, he's absolutely yoked. He, like...
Phil
he
Sims?
He is a big, thick, strong country boy. Like, Phil Sims is a lot bigger than you think.
And he's in better shape than Boomer.
Yes, he is.
Whoa!
No, he is. No, he is.
For
he
you
is.
To say that.
Now, listen, Phil's, you know, everybody's slowing down a little bit. I can't prove this. But, you know, I used to do a lot of TV with Phil from Tops. He joined us every week. I mean, Phil's right. I love him. Phil was also a boxer growing up. Prime Boomer versus prime Phil in a fight. I think Phil takes him out quick.
Woo! Even with those lady glasses? I don't know
Boomers
don't
jump, Boomer. Don't take it the wrong way. I think Phil.
No, yeah, but I've always loved Phil Sims' personality. I've never even had him on a show.
Oh, my God, he's awesome. He's such a great guy.
He's a terrific personality. Anyway, that'll be a fun event out there tonight at the Theater at the Garden. I think it starts at 6:30.
And how much are the tickets, Hoff?
I think it's 25.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, saw some for $25. Getting a chance to see all those legends, and they have an early screening of the Hard Knock show that's coming up.
But so they already filmed, like, OTA stuff, you mean? But they haven't done anything yet. What do you mean?
No, but remember, this is from the... This is
draft.
After.
Going back to the draft.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. It's almost football season.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting there.
Getting pumped.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Damien is calling from St. James. Damien?
So I was trying to watch the game yesterday. I was having some issue with the Yankee feed, so I went to the Baltimore feed. Mm-hmm. And the announcers, while the Yankees were up, so the bottom of the first, the announcers were, like, kind of trashing the Yankee fans, basically saying that we're the most overreactive fans in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took umbrage with that. I took offense because I don't see it that way.
Meaning
and,
what? Overreacting, you know, like overreacting to Judge getting
pitch,
hit?
Getting hit, and even inside pitches. You know, they definitely were, you know, not speaking kindly about the Yankee fan in that way. And I didn't ever thought of us as super overreactive.
Yeah, I mean, listen, who cares what those dopes say? You know, at least we react. I mean, who cares what they say? Does it matter?
No, but here's what I would say to that. Do you expect Yankee fans? This is New York City, the most passionate sports town in the world. Do you expect Yankee fans to not react, overreact, take umbrage with an Oriole drilling Aaron Judge, the best player in the sport? Guy has to leave the game? Yankee fans are supposed to be okay with that? Kiss our New York pinstriped asses. And I'm not even a Yankee fan.
I love it.
I mean, give me a break. That's what do you awesome. Expect? Yeah, that is odd, BT, that somebody would take umbrage with Yankee fans reacting or overreacting to Aaron Judge getting drilled. Come on now. What are we talking about?
They've been in the shallow end of the pool for a long time. You get hit with a wave. They're not familiar with it. So they're going to be good for a while. So they'll reacquaint themselves with that part of the pool. But right now, they're not used to it.
I do love it because it only enhances the rivalry.
Yes.
The teams are one thing. When you start getting the cities and the broadcasters and the radio hosts going at it, that makes it fun as well. Let's get back to some of the phones here. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Greg is calling from North Haven. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time, long time.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me? Hey, I just wanted to Jaws talk. Oh, no. I got some Jaws talk.
Can you take us off the speaker? There you go, Ben.
Yeah, I'm off.
Thank you.
So, Frank Mundus is a shark fisherman out of Long Island, Montauk. And that's Quint. That's Captain Quint for Jaws. So I've just been on hold for a long time.
But. Yeah, yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah,
it's always worth the wait. Thank you, Greg, for all of us.
You know, I caught, all kidding aside, I caught an eight, not just me, but a few of my buddies. We caught a 850-pound shark in Myrtle Beach.
What?
Yeah, we used to, I don't think I'm going this year, just too busy, whatever, but we've been going, after golf trips, Myrtle forever. A couple of years ago, I think right before COVID, we actually rented a, or chartered a boat. And we went out fishing. We didn't know that we were going to catch a shark. We hooked the shark, almost 900 pounds, got him up to the surface.
And you realized it was a shark? Or?
Oh, we knew. Oh, we knew. Oh, yeah. You could see the dorsal fin. Oh, my God.
As you're pulling him out?
Oh. We
what type of shark did you say it was?
I forget. I don't know that we ever really identified what type, but I saw the dorsal fins. It was definitely a shark. And right when we got him to surface, the line snapped. So we didn't get the best look at it, to be totally honest with you.
No pictures of it?
Oh, I've got video.
Okay.
I'll show you guys. I'll send you guys
you
later.
You sure it wasn't a dolphin?
I'm positive.
Okay. Well, I'm not a fisher.
I'm positive. It was so heavy that I have video of us, like, just to crank it, just to get the spool, like, one crank around.
But what are you supposed to, like, let's say he didn't, the line didn't snap.
Okay.
Then what? You're pulling up a shark on your boat?
Yeah. Depending upon what kind of shark it was, you can eat it. I'm not a big fan of shark steak. No, but yeah, of course.
Wouldn't you be afraid that you pull it up and the thing?
Well, I mean,
like,
we had a captain. He's got the gaff. He's got a gun. He's got a lot of things.
Oh, so you pull it up and then you?
I don't know if you shoot it. I don't know if that's the protocol, but I know that, God forbid, if something happens, he had one. I don't know.
Okay,
it snapped. We didn't get. I would have liked to find out the answer. Would have been a great picture, man.
Hollywood's calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Hollywood?
Gentlemen, what's going on? Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, listen, since we're talking about Robert Shaw, yeah, Jaws was a great movie, one of my favorite movies, but the best movie that Robert Shaw was ever in was my favorite movie of all time, The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. He was the Englishman on the radio. He's the one who put his foot on that third rail and fried himself when he got caught there by Walter Matthau in the tunnel there. Great movie.
This sounds like a movie that I should have seen, and I'm embarrassed to admit that I have not. The Taking of Pelham.
Are you serious?
Early 70s? What are we talking here, Hollywood? When?
74, 76, 74, something like that.
Oh, no.
That was one of the great films.
2009. Was Denzel in it? It looks like Denzel was in it.
Well, they made a remake there.
Oh,
hold on.
It actually was three Taking of Pelham 1-2-3s. There was one in 74, and then one again.
What?
The Denzel Washington one. I don't care how good that was. It has nothing on the original one at all.
Hollywood, Hollywood, hang on a sec. I'm looking this up. This came out in 1974. You're right. Robert Shaw, Mr. Blue was his character. So criminal gang hijacks. Does it have a little bit of like a Warriors feel to it? I'm guessing it probably does, right?
Not to me.
No.
This is different from the Warriors. No, this can't even.
But what I mean is that, like, oh God, what I mean by that is you
come
get like,
play.
Oh yeah, but, there you go, Hollywood.
Come out and play.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, well, when they're in Coney Island clinking the bottles, I mean, I could cite that. I love that, but I'm talking about like any movie that captures gritty New York, like in the 1970s. Like, I don't know why I've always had this fascination. Probably because I was born in the 70s, and the 70s in New York were so different than the 80s and the 90s. But any movie that is about New York in the 70s, I can't believe I haven't seen this movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see this.
I've heard of it, but I guess I heard of it. I was like, oh,
because of Denzel,
familiar. Yeah, because of the more recent one. Boyle, have you seen The Warriors? We talked about this recently or not?
I have not seen that movie either.
All right. Seriously, you have homework this weekend.
Come on, man. What do you want me to do? I got to watch the Yankees. Hey. I'm doing a show Sunday. I got to watch the games. You want me to watch movies now?
By the time we see, I don't care when you do it. By the time we see you next week, assuming you're going to be a part of the show next week, you have to see Jaws and The Warriors and report back to us. Have as many surf sizes as you like as you're watching them, but you got homework.
Now hold on. And he'll do it because he's that kind of guy. But in his defense, that's like us when we were his age, somebody saying, you got to watch something from 1948.
I understand
it's not
that.
Exactly appealing to him.
It wasn't appealing to me when Dog said it to me years ago. You know what? I'd be curious to get your take.
You suck up to Dog and Mike. That's why.
Well, and he should be sucking up to us.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
At least one. You got to watch. I'll give you two weeks.
Pick one.
One a week. You got to watch The Warriors or Jaws.
Do you know the premise of The War? You probably don't even
know.
I don't know at all. So you know,
I just know that line.
Pick one. Sounds right, because two's too much. Yeah. So you got a lot going on. I get that. You work and you hustle, and we respect that. But Jaws is obviously easy to describe. Warriors is about 8 or 9 different gangs in the 1970s in New York City.
Which maybe one do you say is better? Or more impactful? Geez, it's got to be the Warriors,
so
no?
Different, man. I would probably pick the Warriors to watch. It's just, it's New York, it's subways, it's just this lawless environment. And the gangs, there's like a death that's attributed to, or a murder that's attributed to one of the gangs that they didn't do. So they've got to get back home to Coney Island. So they're coming from the from like Upper Bronx and they're trying to hop on the subway. So, and all so the good. Different gangs are coming after them. It is legitimate.
It's so good.
I'll watch both of them.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Look at Patty. You could do it. I know you could do it.
He's a team player. He
can do your show. When are you on? Sunday morning?
Sunday 5. After the Yankees till 9 o'clock.
Nice. Sunday 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.?
Correct.
Moving up?
Yes, he
Not
is.
Not even overnight. You know how long it took me to get off the overnights? Almost 20 years!
Maybe he's more talented.
Maybe. We'll see. Come get it.
I'll watch both.
I'm here. Come get it.
I knew you were going to say something like that.
I'll watch both, and then it's open mic season.
There we go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just not in the open. Mm-hmm. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll finish up on the phones on the other side, 888-808-101. Also have some tickets to give away. Sarah Silverman tickets to give away when we come back.
Manning takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, God, even this music scares the hell out of me. You feel like something's going to creep up here in the control room, and the way that the studio here, and with the way that it's cleaned, it actually might. All right, right now, be caller number 13 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Sarah Silverman. Postmortem tour at Beacon Theater on Friday, January 17th. This from our friends at Live Nation. Tickets are on sale at livenation.com. This inspired to see the movie? Want to go see the movie again?
Did they ever do a play of Jaws? How would they do that?
I don't know. I feel like there was a ride years ago when we went down to...
It was Hollywood Universal Studios.
Yes,
100%.
Okay.
I was
so
on it.
It wasn't at Disney.
No,
but it
definitely
was
not. I think it was Universal.
And they take you out on a boat?
Or Hollywood... what was that other one there?
Yeah,
Hollywood...
it was at Universal Studios.
One of the two. I think they had Raiders of the Lost Ark. They had a bunch. Yeah, you're on
King
a boat.
King Kong.
Yes. Yeah, King Kong, the train.
Yeah.
That's right.
I remember as a young kid going there. Actually, I want to say it was 94, 95, because I remember the Knicks coming off the finals loss, and we're going down in Orlando.
Yeah.
So the Magic's Arena right there. I think it was before the Rockets
won
their
second. The
O-Arena,
they used to call it.
The O-Arena.
I've been there. I called the Knick game there.
Really?
I did.
That's
I filled
so cool
in for Gus back in the day.
Game.
It was an average arena, whatever. Knicks got waxed.
I do have something, by the way. There is a Jaws in concert. It's called The Shark is Broken. It's going to be David Geffen Hall. Yeah, September 26th to the 28th.
Well, you said Jaws in concert. So it's like a...
Well, it's a Broadway thing.
Yeah, but
is concert, it be, is it just music or is it actually a play?
The Shark is Broken on Broadway. That's what that's what it's called.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
I'd like to know how they actually...
You get into plays at all or no?
I've been to a lot. I've been dragged to a few that I didn't really want to go to, but in hindsight, I'm happy. Like, I didn't want to see Chicago, the musical. I didn't really have a ton of interest.
I went.
It was pretty cool.
Okay.
I've been to a fair amount. Yeah,
I only
it's been a little bit, though.
He was talking about Jaws. I went to, actually last year, I think, I went to the Back to the Future one.
I heard that was phenomenal.
Dude.
I didn't get to that
so
one.
So good.
I heard.
So good.
I heard.
If you're a fan of Broadway at all, as a matter of fact, even if you're not a fan of Broadway, although I did recommend it to somebody who loved Back to the Future,
but
not a fan of Broadway.
Okay, and they didn't like it as much?
Exactly.
All
he
right.
was like, it was all right, but he didn't love it. But if you love Back to the Future and you're at least open to liking Broadway, it was, to me, a must-watch.
Really?
My wife... She even loved it. No, but she's not the biggest Back to the Future. Like, you and like we love the movie, right?
I like the movie. I don't love the movie.
Okay.
For whatever reason, I know it's a phenomenon. I get it. I know its place in history. I like it. It's not as prioritized for me as for some, though. I understand why so many people
do. I would
do.
Say most guys our age or near our age love the
movie. Yeah, I
like
Weird Science more.
Okay, there you go. I'm not a big Weird Science guy.
If you saw it, you would be.
Who's in it?
Whatever her name is. I forget her name right now.
Doesn't matter.
You'd like it.
I get the point.
Yeah.
Anyway, Back to the Future on Broadway was cool. They get the car flying.
You ever see Lion King?
I have not.
Phenomenal.
Really?
Oh, my God.
On Broadway?
God. That's another one I didn't even want to go to. The next girlfriend, she got tickets for my birthday. I'm like, I remember saying to myself, I'm like, this is years ago. I'm like, is this for you or is this for me? I don't want to see Broadway. The hell's this? It was phenomenal. Yeah, I saw Grease. Yeah. I've seen some really good ones.
I didn't see Grease.
That's another movie now. I'm going to get clowned a little
bit here. That's one of my favorites.
Okay, good. I'm with you.
We're in agreement.
A lot of guys don't like admitting for whatever stupid reason. They're like, I love Grease.
I watched that on VHS a billion times growing up. A billion times.
Which
I always wanted to be Danny Zuko.
I like Kinnicky better. I hear you. Honestly, I was more of a Kinnicky guy. I get you. A hickey from Kinnicky's like a Hallmark card. Care enough to send the very best. So, which...
I remember asking my parents, remember the car scene where he's like, I think it broke.
What do you mean you think it broke? Oh, yes, but he's with Rizzo at the drive-in. Yes.
And now as a kid, what
does that mean, mom and dad?
Yeah, they were like, oh, nothing, whatever.
Keep watching.
His key broke or something like that. Years
his comb broke. So, do you prefer... I feel it seems like an easy answer, but I don't know that it is. Do you prefer... pure Olivia Newton-John or, you know, tight leather pants? Both of them.
Sandy.
The tough one. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Okay, here we go. We know.
The second part. I think younger me would
go. I love it. I love it.
I think the second version of her would probably be... yeah, more my speed. You?
There's something about that first. Just I like her hair better when it's straight. She's one of my. Rest in peace.
Soundtrack. Beautiful voice. My father had the record.
Yeah, so do we. Yeah. I left it on the radiator once, and I remember by accident.
Man.
My parents had it, and it was just like a big blob of black mush. And they got pissed though.
Ooh, what a show! BT and Sal on the Fan. Mickey is calling from Westchester. Mickey.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Hey, Mick.
Hey, a couple of years ago, I saw Jaws and Back to the Future double feature at a drive-in in Cape Cod, right on the water, watching Jaws and smelling the ocean.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, 10 milligram gummy helps, too. But
nice. Okay,
but and the Cape Cod Baseball League's up there. I don't know if you guys have ever seen a game there. That is always fun.
I haven't seen it. I played in a different league. I wasn't good enough to play in that league. I need to go and watch one of those teams. I've seen the movies about it. I've seen documentaries. I follow it. Have not seen a game with my own eyes in person there. I need to.
They play in the public park.
I know.
In the different towns up there.
I know.
And you just bring a chair. You sit for free. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Best of the best.
Go ahead. What's your Yankee point, Mickey?
Well, it's a tough loss last night, but, you know, we just got to win the series, and that's what we got to keep doing, just keep winning series. I keep rooting for Gleyber Torres to get hot so we could trade him, maybe for a catcher who could throw somebody out at third base, let alone second, but we'll see. I mean, I just want to beat Baltimore today.
Yeah, and I would like to say that, too, and thanks for the call, Mickey. And you said before, the lineup's still not out yet,
I'm checking again now. I checked.
I told you, sometimes with these guys, like, they did that with Soto last week, I want to say, after the Dodger game.
I mean, we were 2 hours away from the game. How is it not posted now?
But that's what they were doing last week with Soto. They weren't sure if he was going to be in there. Turned out he was in there.
I remember that. I'm checking, so let's see. No, not out yet. Well, out yet
so
on the Yankees
account.
We're
still waiting to see if Aaron Judge is going to be in
there. You think he's going to play?
I do.
So do I.
Chris is calling from somewhere in California. What's up, Chris?
Tustin Ranch.
Hey, how are you? I'm calling
Tustin Ranch.
Tustin Ranch.
Yeah, go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Great. What's up?
First of all, the Jaws ride is in Orlando and Japan, so it's Kanishiwa today, right? My second thing is, and I don't know who to contact or whichever, but the biggest thing is, when I turn on the MLB app, it blocks out the entire Yankee pregame. So I don't know why that happens or whichever. So there's no, obviously John's gone, but there's no Susan or whoever. It's totally blocked out. So
on the Odyssey app? Okay, well, I'm not sure why that is the case. That seems odd.
No, it's on MLB.
Oh, just use the Odyssey app. Use the free Odyssey app, and you can get everything.
Get the whole thing.
Yeah. It blocks me out because I'm not in range. I'm not here.
Oh, okay, that's true.
And here's the thing. This is what upsets me is that it's cut. So I can't listen to any Yankee stuff, and it cuts Susan off while she's doing the lineups. So, like, I don't know who's getting paid or who's not getting paid, but I can also listen to the other teams. I just can't listen to the Yankees.
Okay, well, that seems like a you problem, Chris, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. What do you want me to do about it?
Sorry, buddy.
You're in California.
Move here, you can hear it.
Yeah. Man, come on. Yeah. Matter of fact, move here. I'll take your studio tour. You can hear it live right from the WFAN studios. Like, I don't know what to tell you, though, but we do appreciate taking the time to check
in. Real quick, a sad note. It's funny. We talked about a lot about movies today. Donald Sutherland's passed away today. I just saw this.
88.
88. It's a great age, and, you know, that's longer than the average expectancy for an American male.
Anything over 80, it's signed for.
I'm with you. 88 years of age. What an actor. What do you remember him in most?
Hunger Games.
Really?
Now, I know that maybe it's recency bias.
Okay.
But I loved Hunger Games so much, I went back and read the books.
Yeah.
So he was a major character in the Hunger Games.
Uh-huh.
So for me, that would be it. Like, I see his face, and I see that, I forget his name, but whatever, the king of, you know what I'm talking about. Did you see the Hunger Games?
I did not see the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I would have helped you out with the name. I mean, no, I really would have. No, he was in some...
Anybody see the Hunger Games? Boyle? What was his name in the Hunger Games, you know?
Can't remember.
Oh, all right, there you go. But he was impactful.
Let's see.
So I didn't even know he was in MASH. I'm just seeing this in the bio here.
No, neither did I. But that was the MASH movie. I don't think that was the MASH TV show. I don't believe
Makes
so.
Makes a little more sense. So what else has he done that you remember?
I think Animal House.
Oh, yes.
Remember, he was smoking weed with the student that he walks around. Right. He comes into the kitchen. He's butt, you know, he's butt-ass naked. He was one of the teachers there. Or professors, I should say.
Yes, he was dating one of the main guys' girls.
Yes. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which I have seen. It was a weird movie. Interesting. Ordinary People.
President Snow, that was his name.
There you go. Thank you. Ordinary People was, I believe, a tearjerker. I remember my mom and dad watching that, like, when I was real young. Hmm. That's in 19... He was in Backdraft with... Oh, God, that was a great... Backdraft was underrated. That was with the firemen. That was...
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, Kurt Russell. That was actually really good. Hmm. It was in JFK.
The scene on top of the fire truck. What?
Yeah.
Don't remember.
Hey, come on.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
What?
Backdraft.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right. That does it for Movie Day.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Donald Sutherland. That does it for Movie Day with BT and Sal. I mean, stay tuned tomorrow. You never know what we're going to talk about.
Music Day.
Although I have a feeling it's going to be whatever happens in the Yankee game. Mets, of course, off tonight. But get the Yankees coming up. Rubber game of a big three-game set as they take on the O's. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Pat Boyle. Thanks to Hoppe as well. We'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan Tiki coming up next. Kiss our New York pinstripe asses. Also have some tickets to give away. Sarah Silverman tickets to give away when we come back.
Manning takes the knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
God, even this music scares the hell out of you. You feel like something's going to creep up here in the control room and the way that studio here and the way that it's cleaned, it actually might. All right, right now be caller number 13 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Sarah Silverman post-mortem tour at Beacon Theater on Friday, January 17th. This from our friends at Live Nation. Tickets are on sale at livenation.com. This inspired to see the movie? Want to go see the movie again?
Did they ever do a play of Jaws? How would they do that?
I don't know.
Has that ever been done?
I feel like there was a ride years ago when we went down to...
It was Hollywood Universal Studios.
Yes,
100%.
Okay.
I was on it.
It wasn't at Disney.
No,
but it
definitely
was
not. I think it was Universal.
And they take you out on a boat?
Or Hollywood... what was that other one there?
Yeah,
Hollywood...
it was at Universal Studios.
One of the two. I think they had Raiders of the Lost Ark. They had a bunch. Yeah, you're on
King
a boat.
King Kong.
Yes. Yeah, King Kong, the train.
Yeah.
That's right.
I remember as a young kid going there. Actually, I want to say it was 94, 95, because I remember the Knicks coming off the finals loss, and we're going down in Orlando.
Yeah.
So the Magic's Arena right there. I think it was before the Rockets.
The O-Rena,
won their
they used to call it.
The O-Rena.
I've been there. I called the Knick game there.
Really?
I did.
That's
I filled
so cool
in for Gus back in the
game.
Day. It was an average arena, whatever. Knicks got waxed.
I do have something, by the way. There is a Jaws in concert. It's called the Shark is Broken. It's going to be David. It's at David
Wait,
Geffen
it's
Hall. Yeah, September 26th to the 28th.
Well, you said Jaws in concert, so it's like a
It's a Broadway thing.
Yeah, but
concert is it just music or is it actually a play?
The Shark is Broken on Broadway. That's what that's what it's called.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
I'd like to know how they actually.
You get into plays at all or no?
I've been to a lot. I've been dragged to a few that I didn't really want to go to, but in hindsight, I'm happy. Like, I didn't want to see Chicago, the musical. I didn't really have a ton of it. I went. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to a fair amount. Yeah,
I only thought a little bit, though. He was talking about Jaws. I went to, actually last year, I think, I went to the Back to the Future one.
I heard that was phenomenal.
Dude.
I didn't get to that
one. So good.
I heard.
So good.
I heard.
If you're a fan of Broadway at all, as a matter of fact, even if you're not a fan of Broadway, although I did recommend it to somebody who loved Back to the Future, but not a fan of Broadway.
Okay, and they didn't like it as much?
Yeah, exactly.
All
right. He was like, it was all right, but he didn't love it. But if you love Back to the Future and you're at least open to liking Broadway, it was, to me, a must watch.
Really?
My wife... Who again? She even loved it. No, but she's not the biggest Back to the Future. Like you and like we love the movie, right?
I like the movie. I don't love the movie.
Okay.
For whatever reason, I know it's a phenomenon. I get it. I know its place in history. I like it. It's not as prioritized for me as for some, though. I understand why so many people do.
Yeah, I would say most guys our age or near our age love
the movie.
Yeah,
I like Weird Science more.
Okay, there you go. I'm not a big Weird Science guy.
If you saw it, you would be.
Who's in it?
Whatever her name is. I forget her name right now.
Doesn't matter.
You'd like it.
I get the point.
Yeah.
Anyway, Back to the Future on Broadway was cool. They got the car flying.
You ever see Lion King?
I have not.
Phenomenal.
Really?
Oh, my God. That's another one I didn't even want to go to. An ex-girlfriend, she got tickets for my birthday. I'm like, I remember saying to myself, I'm like, this is years ago. I'm like, is this for you or is this for me? I don't want to see Broadway. The hell's this? It was phenomenal. Yeah, I saw Grease. I've seen some really good ones.
I didn't see Grease.
That's another movie now. I'm going to get clowned a little
bit
here.
That's one of my favorites.
Okay, good. I'm with you.
We're in agreement.
A lot of guys don't like admitting for whatever stupid reason. They're like, I love Grease.
I watched that.
Love it.
On VHS.
Yes.
A billion times growing up. A billion times.
Okay, which
I always wanted to be Danny Zuko.
I like Kanicki better. I hear you. Honestly, I was more of a Kanicki guy. I get you. A Hickey from Kanicki's like a Hallmark card. Care enough to send the very best. So, which...
I remember asking my parents, remember the car scene where he's like, I think it broke.
What do you mean, I think it broke? Oh, yes, when he's with Rizzo at the drive-in. Yes, yes.
And now as a kid, what
does that mean, Mom and Dad?
Yeah, they were like, nothing, whatever.
Keep watching.
His key broke or something like that. Years later,
his comb broke. So, do you prefer... I feel it seems like an easy answer, but I don't know that it is. Do you prefer... pure Olivia Newton-John or, you know, tight leather pants? Both of them?
Sandy?
The tough one. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so, here we go. We know.
The second part. I think younger me would
go. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I think the second version of her would probably be...
Yeah,
more my speed. You,
there's something about
school
that first. I like her hair better when it's straight. She's one of my. Rest in peace. One
I
of my
love
all-time
that soundtrack.
Beautiful
I remember
voice.
My father had the record.
Yeah, oh yeah. So
stuff.
Do we. Yeah. I left it on the radiator once, and I remember by accident.
Oh, man.
My parents had it, and it was just like a big blob of black mush. And they got pissed though.
Ooh, what a show! BT and Sal on the Fan. Mickey is calling from Westchester. Mickey.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Hey, Mick.
Hey, a couple of years ago, I saw Jaws and Back to the Future double feature at a drive-in in Cape Cod, right on the water, watching Jaws and smelling the ocean.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, 10 milligram gummy helps, too. But
nice. Okay,
but, and the Cape Cod Baseball League's up there. I don't know if you guys have ever seen a game there. That is always fun.
I haven't seen it. I played in a different league. I wasn't good enough to play in that league. I need to go and watch one of those teams. I've seen the movies about it. Yeah. I've seen documentaries. I follow it. Have not seen a game with my own eyes in person there. I need to.
They play in the public park.
I know.
In the different towns up there.
I know.
And you just bring a chair, you sit for free. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Best of the best.
Go ahead. What's your Yankee point, Mickey?
Well, it's a tough loss last night, but, you know, we just got to win the series, and that's what we got to keep doing, just keep winning series. I keep rooting for Gleyber Torres to get hot so we could trade him, maybe for a catcher who could throw somebody out at third base, let alone second, but we'll see. I mean,
Yeah. I just want to beat Baltimore today.
Yeah, and I would like to say that too. And thanks for the call, Mickey. And thanks, you said before the lineup's still not out yet.
I'm checking again now. I checked.
I told you sometimes with these guys, like they did that with Soto last week. I want to say after the Dodger game.
I mean, we were 2 hours away from the game. Wait, why is it not posted now?
But that's what they were doing last week with Soto. They weren't sure if he was going to be in there. It turned out he was in there.
I remember that. I'm checking. So let's see. No, not out yet. Well, not out yet.
So
on the Yankees
account.
We're
still waiting to see if Aaron Judge is going to be in.
You think
there.
He's going to play?
I do.
So do I.
Chris is calling from somewhere in California. What's up, Chris?
Tustin Ranch.
Hey, how are you? I'm calling
Tustin Ranch.
Tustin Ranch.
Yeah, go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Great. What's up?
First of all, the Jaws ride is in Orlando and Japan, so it's Kanishiwa today, right? My second thing is, and I don't know who to contact or whichever, but the biggest thing is, when I turn on the MLB app, it blocks out the entire Yankee pregame. So I don't know why that happens or whichever. So there's no, obviously John's gone, but there's no Susan or whoever. It's totally blocked out. So
on the Odyssey app? Okay, well, I'm not sure why that is the case. That seems odd.
No, it's on MLB.
Oh,
it's
just use the Odyssey app. Use the free Odyssey app, and you can get everything.
Get the whole thing.
Yeah. It blocks me out because I'm not in range. I'm not near.
Oh, okay, that's true.
And here's the thing. This is what upsets me is that it's cut. So I can't listen to any Yankee stuff, and it cuts Susan off while she's doing the lineups. So, like, I don't know who's getting paid or who's not getting paid, but I can also listen to the other teams. I just can't listen to the Yankees.
Okay, well, that seems like a you problem, Chris, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. What do you want me to do about it?
Sorry, buddy.
You're
in California. Move here, you can hear it.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, move here. I'll take your studio tour. You can hear it live right from the WFAN studios. Like, I don't know what to tell you, though, but we do appreciate taking the time to check in.
Real quick, a sad note. It's funny. We talked about a lot about movies today. Donald Sutherland's passed away today. I just saw this. 88. You know, it's a great age, and, you know, that's longer than the average expectancy for an American male.
Anything over 80, it's signed for.
I'm with you. 88 years of age. What an actor. What do you remember him in most?
Hunger Games.
Really?
Now, I know that maybe it's recency bias.
Okay.
But I loved Hunger Games so much, I went back and read the books.
Yeah.
So he was a major character in the Hunger Games.
Uh-huh.
So for me, that would be it. Like, I see his face, and I see that, I forget his name, but whatever, the king of, you know what I'm talking about. Did you see the Hunger Games?
I did not see the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I would have helped you out with the name. I mean, no, I really would have. Man, he was in some...
Anybody see the Hunger Games? Boyle? What was his name in the Hunger Games, you know?
Can't remember.
Oh, all right, there you go. But he was impactful.
Let's see.
So I didn't even know he was in MASH. I'm just seeing this in the bio here.
No, neither did I. But that was the MASH movie. I don't think that was the MASH TV show. I don't believe
makes
so.
Makes a little more sense. So what else has he done that you remember?
I think Animal House.
Oh, yes.
Remember, he was smoking weed with the student that he walks around. Right. He comes into the kitchen. He's butt, you know, he's butt-ass naked. He was one of the teachers there, or professors, I should say.
Yes. He was dating one of the main guy's girls.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which I have seen. It was a weird movie. Interesting. Ordinary People.
President Snow, that was his name.
There you go. Thank you. Ordinary People was, I believe, a tearjerker. I remember my mom and dad watching that, like, when I was real young. That's in 19... He was in Backdraft with... Oh, God, that was a great... Backdraft was underrated. That was with the firemen. That was...
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, Kurt Russell. That was great. That was actually really good. It was in JFK.
The scene on top of the fire truck. What?
Yeah.
Don't remember.
Hey, come on.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
What?
Backdraft.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right, that does it for Movie Day.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Donald Sutherland. That does it for Movie Day with BT and Sal. I mean, stay tuned tomorrow. You never know what we're going to talk
music
about.
Music Day.
Although I have a feeling it's going to be whatever happens in the Yankee game. Mets, of course, off tonight. They get the Yankees coming up. Rubber game of a big three-game set as they take on the O's. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Pat Boyle. Thanks to Hop as well. We'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan Tiki coming up next. Kiss our New York pinstripe asses.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.